Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Play is a Wilson lob to the end zone, which is fought for by Tate with Jennings simultaneous. Who has it? One guy goes up, touchdown. The other said no time.
How does MD Jennings not get credit for the interception? I have no idea.
On the field stands. Touchdown.
Seahawks win in the most bizarre finish you'll ever see.
That is the Fail Mary, right, Joe? That's the Fail Mary right there. That's Mike Tirico calling it on Monday Night Football.
Yep. Yeah, that is it.
What exactly happened there again? So he didn't catch it, but they called he caught it?
So Russell Wilson throws a Hail Mary at the end of the game, kind of a short one, like 30 yards.
Seahawks are trailing the Packers, I believe, right?
Yep, they need a touchdown. Okay. They're down like four or five, maybe. And it's a jump ball. It's a it's Golden Tate and then some Packer defensive back. And the Packer defensive back goes up, catches the football, and as he comes down, Tate grabs the ball with both his hands, but like he's very loosely, you know, he's almost on the bottom of the pile. You know, if like there's a wrestling match for the ball. The Packer guy, like, he's got it. He's got both arms all around it. He's squeezing it as much as he can. He has got that football. And Tate is almost, like, trying to pull it away from him. But Tate's, like, behind him. Like, he's just, he doesn't have leverage. He clearly does not have the football, but he's still trying to wrestle it away as they go to the ground. And this was when the referees were on strike or locked out, whatever it was. So you had replacement refs. And what were they, like, Division III refs a lot of times, like high school refs, whatever they were. And if you watch the video, I watched it in the break, one ref signals touchdown, the other ref signals like timeout, like to like review it. So both refs didn't even agree on it, but their hands go up at the same time with different signals. And they end up going with the ref who signaled touchdown, simultaneous possession. Even though you watch the clip, it is not even close to simultaneous possession. The Packer guy has it, and Golden Tate's trying to wrestle it away. It's very different. And that's how that game was lost by Green Bay. And then I'm pretty sure the refs and the NFL agreed on a deal like within a week after that happened.
Yes, like literally a couple days later. I think that is absolutely correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was one. We've had some fun ones today that people are tweeting in. You can also chime in, 803-0550 if you'd like. Joe in Florida is on the line. Hi, Joe. You're on WGR. Go ahead.
Joe is dropped. Why don't we go to...
Joe's dropped. All right.
Let's go to Mark in California instead.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Mark. You're on the Extra Point Show.
Oh, thanks for taking my call. So I was going to mention the 30 for 30 for, you know, that included information on the fifth down was the Gospel According to Mac.
That's great. Thank you. The Gospel According to Mac. And here's why, just so Joe's clear on this, Mark. The reason why is because Bill McCartney, the coach at Colorado, actually left coaching to be the founder. I believe he started the, what's the group called? It's a spiritual group, right? A men's spiritual group. And that's why it's the Gospel According to Mac, basically. He became a person, and I can't remember the group, and I apologize, and I'll look it up, but that's why it's called that. It's about him, and this is included in that.
Yes, but the call I wanted to actually bring up was the 88 NBA Finals, Bill Laimbeer and the Kareem at the end of Game 6, where Detroit could have won the NBA Finals if had there not been a very controversial call. And a lot of the replay doesn't believe that Laimbeer touched Kareem in the act of going up for the shot. And you may have seen that in the documentary about the Bad Boys.
Yeah, I don't know. I think so. I think I remembered that. There's some definite ones in here that we can talk about. Some of these go under the radar, right? You don't really realize them until years later. Like Joe, learning about this today, but some people may be learning about this for the first time. Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it. Promise Keepers, that's okay. What Bill McCartney founded. He actually resigned as, I think he went on to be, or while he was the head coach, he became the head of the Promise Keepers, which is a men's Christian group. Then he resigned as the head of the Promise Keepers, founded another organization. It's all very spiritual and religious, but anyway, that was Bill McCartney, who was a really good football coach, by the way, and that Colorado team was loaded with Eric Bieniemy and Charles Johnson. They actually had two guys named Charles Johnson on the team at the same time, so people might have been confused with both of them, too.
Isn't a lot of our show so far today like a point in favor of replay? Because a lot of these are from a long time ago, but like before replay. And there's still, of course, there are so many problems with instant replay in sports and like the way it's operated. But it feels like the glaringly obvious ones have, for the most part, been eliminated.
I think so. I think that's right. But there are always times where you have a replay, and there's still a controversy after that.
Yes.
And, of course, that would even include the Music City Miracle and home run throw forward or home run throw back, whatever you want to call it. You know, I mean, it was reviewed, and they didn't change it. The Fail Mary was reviewed. I think the difference, I think what happened in the Fail Mary was, there's no way those officials are reversing that call in that stadium at that time.
And I think the rules at that time were that was an unreviewable play. So, even that was in the clip. They go to the replay review and they get told, no, you can't review this. It's like, all right, well, we have to go what was on the field then, which, of course, they were already confused with. So, I think, right, there's still controversy. It's just kind of changed, right? It's gone from, you know, a fifth down gets by everybody, and in that moment, and, you know, the Lembeer thing he mentions, the hand of God in 86 with the World Cup, I keep seeing on Twitter, everyone's suggesting to us.
Yeah.
If you don't know that one, by the way, that's in the World Cup, and Diego Maradona for Argentina scores a goal with his hand. Like, he puts his arm up in the air, and it's near his head, but it clearly hits his hand, and they obviously don't, you know, they count it. I think the controversy's changed from things that are just so clearly obvious are now corrected, but now things that are close and maybe too close to call, now we're trying to make a judgment on that, and now controversy sparks because of that. So we've just...
I think it's Brian in Buffalo. Is that who it is on the air, on the line? I think
yes, Brian in Buffalo.
To chime into this. Okay, let's go to Brian. Hi, Brian.
You got me. You guys got me?
Yeah, go ahead, buddy. You're on.
Yeah, listen, I watched that. You're talking about the Tuck rule. I actually watched that Raiders-Patriots game, and that was a brutal game. The Patriots got hosed on that one, man.
Who did?
The Patriots did?
The Raiders, you mean?
What's that?
The Raiders, you mean?
The Raiders, sorry. Okay. Yeah, the Raiders got hosed, dude. They got hosed on that game. I had no skin in the game. I'm a Bills fan. But I'm like, oh, this is a great football game right here. And you remember Greg Biekert, I think, was the linebacker who just played lights out in that game. And I don't know, me personally, I was like, even Tom Brady after the game was started laughing about, oh yeah, it was the Tuck rule, and he knew he fumbled.
Well, look, I mean, at the time, there actually was the Tuck rule, which no longer exists, I believe, now. I have to go back and look. I think they changed something with it. Thanks, Mark, for the phone call. Joe, did you see the Tom Brady, Charles Woodson documentary on this?
I did not, actually. I did not.
I know you want to avoid everything Brady, all that kind of stuff. Actually, Brady and Woodson, there's a documentary. They get together. They discuss this. They walk through the play. They talk about it. They talk about what happened, the aftermath. It's actually really interesting because obviously Woodson's like, dude, this is a fumble. And Brady's like, no, it's a Tuck rule. And they give their perspectives on it and how it changed both organizations actually going forward, because it did. If the Raiders win that game, I'm not so sure Brady even is still the starting quarterback. That was the first year of that, of him like winning the Super Bowl, essentially.
Yeah. It changed the course of history. I think there's just a little too much of that in there for me. You know, the Patriots. Like,
yeah,
I saw clips too. Like, I saw clips of, was it Brewski? Someone made a comment that was driving me crazy about, oh, you have to overcome stuff. Like, just Patriots. Yeah, I'm sorry. I avoid all Brady stuff when I can.
And I think, let me see if maybe it was the second time. But either way, it did change the course of history, like I said. So, yeah, it did happen in 01, right? So it was the 01 season. Yeah, so that was the first time they had won in their run of Super Bowls. There's a lot of interesting calls. Today just happens to be the anniversary of the fifth down controversy, which is why we got on this and how we got on this morning. In case you hadn't seen it, I tweeted it out at Sal Sports. Colorado, Missouri in 1990. Colorado gets five downs and eventually scores a touchdown, goes on to win the national championship because of it. So if you have anything like that that comes to your mind, we'll hear from you today. In the meantime, we got to get to some Bills stuff. We'll do that on the other side. We'll take a timeout here. We'll start digging into the Bills and the Steelers. And then we have Three Dog Thursday. And Joe has sneaky starts and sits here on the Extra Point Show today.
Spring is a time of renewal. So why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.